Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Supreme Court released a supreme blunder regarding an unsafe abortion protection act coming out of the state of Louisiana. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this was a very disappointing case, Holly. This is the second time in 4 years a law has gone up to the U.S. Supreme Court regarding states requiring doctors at abortion centers to have admitting privileges to a hospital. Makes sense that you would require them to have admitting privileges, because if they don't have admitting privileges, then when one of their patients is injured, they have to just literally refer somebody to the hospital, but they can't go see them in the hospital. Of course, right. These are doctors that really don't care anyway. But the fact is, every doctor in this state, Louisiana, that does outpatient surgeries at these different outpatient surgical facilities, they have to have admitting privileges. And when you go to a place for outpatient surgery, you would certainly want and expect your doctor to have the ability to admit you to a hospital and to actually come and visit you and follow up care.
Absolutely. I mean, of course, we don't endorse or condone any kind of abortion. But in this case, you know, on a regular basis, ambulances show up at these abortion centers. So this is at least protecting women who, in that case, the doctor has admitting privileges, can send her to the hospital. And of course, when they have admitting privileges, it means they have passed more rigorous tests than your average abortion doctor.
Yeah. And so here, 4 years ago, we had a Texas case, and they had a similar law that required doctors to have admitting privileges at a hospital. It went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and it was a 5-4 decision to strike it down. Now, at that time, you had Kennedy on the bench, and of course, he has been replaced. They decided to take this particular case 3 years later, and then on the fourth year, this year, they just recently released an opinion on it. So it seemed as though what they were going to do is uphold it. Why? Because Kennedy had been replaced by Kavanaugh, and in the case from 4 years ago, Chief Justice John Roberts dissented. So he was part of the 5 and the 4. He was the dissenter. He would have upheld the law in Texas. But amazingly, what he did is the decision came down. The media calls it a 5-4 decision. It's really technically a 4-1-4 decision. What that means is there's really no majority. It's called a plurality. And when you have a plurality, you have a result, but you have no consistent rationale that you can follow with the court, because not 5 justices even can agree on how they got to the result. And so you have 4 people in the majority joining together. You have Breyer, Ginsburg, Sotomayor, and you have Kagan. Those are the 4. The only reason why it became a decision that struck down the law, siding with the lower district court, is because Chief Justice John Roberts concurred in the judgment. He didn't agree or follow or sign on to how they got there. He actually concurred that the law should be struck down. We'll talk about why he did it and how, frankly, bogus the reasons are why he did what he did.
And, you know, Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief in this case on behalf of Operation Rescue and the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference. And Operation Rescue did some research, and they uncovered numerous instances of grossly unsafe practices at several abortion facilities in Louisiana. And in fact, one of them where 2 women died as a result of botched abortions. And had this law been in place, these women would probably still be alive. And so now we're throwing this law back out the window, and it's going to cause more deaths, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that was part of our brief. We really revealed, not just in general, but in Louisiana in particular, information that Operation Rescue had uncovered. Operation Rescue has been doing a great job. Mm-hmm. with uncovering these kinds of things within these abortion clinics. And so that was part of our brief that really said, here's the reason why they need to have more regulation and more requirements for these doctors, because here's what happens in these abortion clinics. They're unregulated by and large, and the doctors are subpar. They've got a medical degree, but you know, these are not regular practicing doctors, and they should have some additional ability from the states to be able to impose similar kinds of restrictions, requirements, qualification levels of doctors, just like they do in other outpatient surgical centers.
Right, and that just grieves me, you know, to realize that these justices don't see that. I mean, let alone you're killing unborn children through abortion, but now you're putting women's lives even more at risk. I mean, there's no such thing as a safe abortion, granted. Can they not see what the risk is for these women as well?
Yeah, and so here's what happened. There were two issues here. One was, do they have standing? Do they have a right to sue? And the second was, is this restriction somehow in violation of previous precedents? Frankly, it has no basis in the Constitution, because none of the abortion precedents have any basis in the Constitution. And that's what Justice Thomas clearly laid out in a very strong, well-written dissent about how abortion has no basis in the Constitution. But Chief Justice John Roberts, he, while he did not join the four individuals, Brian Ginsburg, Sotomayor, and Kagan, he did concur in the result. And his concurrence is even more disturbing, because what he said is that he did not join in the previous decision 4 years ago. He dissented from this. That was a previous case that came out of Texas. He dissented from it. Now, he dissented from it because he said that it created a, quote, balancing test, not the, quote, undue burden test that came out of the 1992 abortion decision known as Planned Parenthood versus Casey, which is an odd situation for him to say that. But now he says, you know, even though he didn't agree with that case 4 years ago and he dissented from it, it's precedent and he's going to follow it in this particular case. Mm-hmm. Now, although he stated that he was reluctant to not follow a four-year-old, quote, precedent, close quote, even though he disagreed with it, 2 years ago he voted to overturn a 40-year-old precedent that found public sector union fees violated the First Amendment. That's the Janus case. And so when he did that 2 years ago, that was a very encouraging sign that he was willing to throw out a 40-year-old precedent that was inconsistent with the Constitution and was wrongly decided originally. Yeah. But now he says he's going to adhere to a 4-year-old precedent, one that he didn't agree with because he dissented from it. Now, Holly, this raises a bigger concern, and that is, do we have the fifth vote to overturn Roe versus Wade? Will he, when it comes time to overturn Roe versus Wade, just simply say, I don't agree with it, it's wrongly decided, but it's precedent and we're going to have to follow it? I'm concerned about that. And so we may need another justice added to the court to replace one of these other four, Breyer, Ginsburg, Sotomayor, or Kagan. The two most likely people to be replaced would be Ginsburg, of course, and then Breyer. And I think we do, mm-hmm. to be sure that we can actually have the votes to overturn Roe versus Wade.
So on this law, where do we go from here? Is this a done deal, or can they go back and appeal this, or what happens after this?
No, this is done. They, at least the way it's written, they can go back and try to rewrite it somehow. But on the other hand, you know, they've already gotten this struck down, whether Louisiana will do this. They didn't really give them a roadmap for how they would want it rewritten. It is a bad decision. So what happens in Louisiana is all the other doctors that have surgical outpatient facilities, they have to have admitting privileges, but doctors, quote unquote, that do abortions, they don't have to have the same standard.
This is tragic, very tragic.
Justice Thomas wrote a very strong dissent. Nobody joined his dissent, by the way, which is interesting. Justice Alito filed a strong dissent, which Thomas joined most of it, except he didn't think the case needed to be sent back for more trial. He thought the case should be upheld. Kavanaugh also joined in. And then Kavanaugh and Gorsuch wrote separate individual dissents. Neither one of those took Roe versus Wade on directly. The only one that really did was Thomas in a very excellent dissent. In other words, we have, obviously, our work continued to be cut out for us to make sure that the womb becomes a safe place once again. We're getting closer to overturning Roe, but we may have one more justice to go. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.